You hold them up, Kuflamer Aleph, Yamer Aleph, on top. Yes, the Mil Lushal again, Reb Chizit Halacha, that he said, if you mazik, matnes kuno, or you eat them, you put them in Lushalim. So Lev Kashu was, I hear it's mashmo, you have to pay back. Teretz was again, Hachinamid, Yosli Yodda B'Tevelayu. Then with the Koyin received these matonis when they were B'Tevel, but the kids that came to the Koyin's hand already, and the Ksavah this time holds, Haksavah Haitano, Matonish Lehurmu, even though you didn't take off the Trumas yet, you weren't, you didn't separate it yet, but still, Kamishur Madam, if you gave the whole thing over to the Kayin, we consider as if the Trumah, the Matonis, were taken off, and therefore the Kayin, like, is already Zeicho in these Matonis. Therefore, now, if somebody eats them, as Mazak them, they have to pay. But when the Matonis are still by the Yisrael, before they gave it to the Kayin, that was with Chizis Chinsh before that you put them in the Shalim. What's the Toshima? Come now, bring another proof. Let's say the king's men came into your house and they took away property from you. They took away from your silo, from your food, from your tfuah. And yes, it's like this. If you owe money to the government, to the king, and now they took away your wheat because of that, they took away $100 worth of wheat, so you have a chiv to take off truma semaisris mimokamacher from tfuah that you still have upon that tfuah that the king took. There's a pshat is like you're paying up money to the king, so it's still like it was yours before, so you have a chiv to take off truma semaisris now. In Bian Poros, let's say it's time the king's men are time taking it away without right, sound like just sound like stealing from you, grabbing it away from you, then the locher is potem alaso. Then we say you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. Or you don't have to give truma semaisus because it's not really your chayv to pay. But upon the kashrus and the reisha, though, if you have a chayv to pay the king, and the king's men come and takes away your wheat, so you have to take off truma semaisus. The question is why? According to the chizl, of course, like mom and shein like toivim, you should be proper from paying. So my answer is shani hosam. There is different. They call mishtar shilei. You're having direct enjoyment from the tfuah that the king took away. In other words, you owe a chayiv to the king. You owe money to the king. So you have to pay him $100. Now that he took away $100 worth of wheat, it's like you're having hanor from it. It's like you gained $100. So that's considered like you still have the $100 here. So that's why you still have to take off truma semaisus. And Taisa speaks out, even every time then, when you're mazik, when you eat the matonis, say the same thing also, the Yisrael eats truma, why don't they say Hukum Ishtashli, he's having enjoyment from it, he's saving himself the money to pay supper, so that money should also have to pay back to the Kohen. So his answer is no, the girl we could have said, Hayisi Misan, I would have fasted, who said I would have eaten today, maybe I would have fasted today. So start by eating the matonis, you're protected from paying. Over here, when you owe the king the money, and if he didn't take away the wheat, he would have taken away your money. So by him taking away the wheat, it's called mishtarshi. You're gaining on the deal, you're keeping the money. That's called, like you still have it, and therefore you have to give off truma semaisus. But it's no kasha to Rav Chisda. Torah Shema coming here. I have a Mishnah later that says, Omaloi mocholi b'nei meyeho shapara. A Jew goes to the butcher and says, sell me the stomach of a parah. For all your ben matnas kuna, and in this part of the stomach is the keva, that there's a mitzvah to give to the kain. So lachur is nice on the kain v'yena menakalim in adamim. That the Jew that bought it now, when he receives the whole stomach, like he's going to have to give away the keva to the kain. And he has the right to take away, to deduct this from the price. Because the meister, when he sold it to him, everybody knows he's supposed to give it to the kain. But Rashi says, Sherei hoye yodea lakeach, shem matonis shom. Like the one that bought it knew that there's a cave where there's a stomach inside, and therefore when you sold it, when you bought it, you knew you had in mind to give it to the kain, so you can't deduct money for it. What's going to be the loka chimena b'mishkol? Let's say you say I want to buy a pound of meat, like it's $10 a pound. I want to buy a pound or 2 pounds. You're buying it by weight, so then for sure you're only buying meat that you could eat. So if the butcher gives you part of the matonis, then the locher is noisnun l'koyin, so the one that buys it, he has to still give the keva l'chayayim or the zroya to the koyin. But here, a menakalim in adom, he has a right to deduct the money. Rashi noisnun l'keich l'koyin, shrei ha-gezel etzlei. He, the maisa, stole it. Yeah, but Sarah Lashem, you have to return it. Like the Maisi, you have the keva now, and for Hatabach you're not coming Adomim because you sold something that's not yours. Like here, where you bought clearly a pound of meat, you meant to say meat that I could eat, so you have no right to sell it to you. But the question is, am I levi kematik matnes kuna or shochlon? Let it here be that you like matnik it or you ate it, that you're parted from paying. See, Rolf, why do we say here you have to pay it? Why do you have to pay? Rashi, but my nes lekayim levi kematik. Now that like the gazan, somebody sold it to you, so that guy like stole was matnik it. He sold it to you. So once you have it, now the chori should be able to keep it. Mur says no. Shani Hosin, the Isnaya bin, now here it's much better. Here it's been, it's right around. Since it's here, therefore you have to return it. When do we say Matik is potter? If you're Matik, it's not here anymore. But when the Maton is still here, Avadi, you have to return it. Toshma come here. It says Tisha Nichse Koin, but nine types of Nichse Koin. Koin means nine types of Matnes Kuna. So Rashi says he doesn't know where you learned the price like this, because really we know there are 15. Rashi says a moitzani tesva of matan, there are 15 matnes kuna that are all considered nichse koyin. What does that mean? It's the property of the koyin that he could do whatever he wants. Last of them kosar can do whatever he wants with it. A truma via truma tamayis, he can do whatever he wants with it. All right. So then Rashi answered, it could be it's part of them. It doesn't mean nines, but a few of these, like included in those 15. Like a few of those 15 are three of them, so like one over here. But one of these nine, it says here, the truma, when the Yisrael gives truma to a kohen who comes in the chosim, he can do whatever he wants with it. Or truma smaisa, or a lady gives to the kohen, the chala, you take off chala. Reshes agay is the first of the wool, you shear off your animals. Uma tonois, the zroyul chayim vekebom. Fi hadamai, by suffix, perish your bife and amarot, you have to take off truma, give to a kohen, the truma smaisa. Fi abikurim, fi hakerim, fi achemish. And the Kerem Chemish, if somebody eats truma, he has to pay back Kerem and Chemish. So that goes to the Kohen, that's called regular Nichse Kohen. But as Rashi says, Gezla, Kerem and Chemish could be the Gezla Ger, somebody steals from a Ger, also you have to give it back to a Kohen. Alright. Gezla, the Kerem and Chemish. Doesn't say clearly which Kerem and Chemish here, or it could be Gezla Ger, yeah. But Kopan Gemara says, Lamai, what does it mean to say that all these Matanis are considered Nichse Koin, Mashma, they belong to the Koin? So Moses Lav doesn't mean to say Loitzim, but they own him. Then in case of somebody mazik them or eats them, they'll have to pay back to the Koin, that the Bezdin is Gaveya, is Taveya for the Koin. So who is saying that like Rav Chizkiya, you see it's called Mam Mishiesh Lotayvim. So Moses says, Loi, that's not the Pshan, this Bryce. So it rather means Likiritnan, like we learned. Loma Omru, or Lama Omru Nichse Koin. For what purpose was it said that these things are Nichse Koin? It means shekoyne ben avodim v'karkoyis, that a kohen has a right to use these things to buy for himself an eved or property of him, even a behemah tameya. Or baal choyv noit lamechoyv, he could pay it up. If he owes somebody money, he has a right to pay it up with these things. V'isha b'ksuboso, or he has a wife to pay yiksub, he could pay from these things. The sefer Torah, who adin a sefer Torah also. Rashi says, avapi shein, even though a sefer Torah is not lachila, it's not something lover there. He really could buy a sefer Torah with these things. So Rashi said, "Libi megamgem was the chiddush chur pshita." All right, by koponim, it could be still somebody's matnik. These matanis could be a potter. Here it means nichse. It just means to say that once the kohen gets it, he could do whatever he wants with it, even buy these things. Now, hahu the Gemara says, "Yeah, hahu livoi devi chotif matanto." There was a certain Levi, a Levoya, that used to take away Matnas Kuna. Rashi says, Chotav Matan Tikashat, when the Tinaikis were taken as Roy of the Chayim Bekeva to a Kayim, that used to send Mashma the Yisrael, would send it with his kid to the Kayim, so Chaitfon Miyadehim, this Levi would steal or take it. So Mara says, also, so they came, Omul El Rav, it told to Rav. So what happened is Levi here, this Levoya, she's taking the Matonis. Omulu, so else like this, Loi Mistayid, Loi Shaklin Minei, isn't it enough that we don't make you give Matnas Kuna? Ela Michtav Nami Chotel, like how can we be taking it? And then Shabbat, they have no right. The Matnas Kuna is supposed to go to a Koyin, not to a Levi. But like I said, I wonder, like, you yourself, it's enough that we pop to you. Whereas when a Levi has his own behemoth, he himself is not mechuyev to give matanis for kohen acher. But you have no right to keep it. So Moshe says, but Rav, what's Pshan Rav? If Levi is v'chlal am, like it says here, the matnas kun is from the yam, is so mishkonai milishkumina, which you take from them also. Rashi says, yikri am lishkumnei, to a mi'ei so'om, mi'ei zoib chiyasevach, the Pasuk says. See if a Levi is v'chlal am, they also have a chiyiv to give matonis. Elamai v'la yikri am, achmona patri, my tibus tevdin gabayu. Like if they're not called an am, so what does Rav say, like we did something good for you, it's not us. The Torah says a Levi is potter. The Gemara says, "Eloi ikri yam." If the Levi is not called part of the yam, they're called like by themselves. Rachmona patrinu. So what is Rav saying? Lashon like, isn't it enough that I patted you? Like, what is what's Rav Lashon saying? Like, Mashma, I did something good for you. Well, what good did Rav do? The Torah says you potter. What do we need Rav for in this? So the Gemara says like this. Really, misafkale. Rav himself was in doubt. E ikri yam, eloi ikri yam. Is a Levi called an am or not? He had a suffix whether he has to give matnas kuna or not. So therefore, that's the Chiddush Rav saying. It's enough to say that in tzaras suffix, we don't make you pay. You don't have to give the matonis. But I call upon him, that's for sure, you have no right to take it. Rashi says, Mishum sveite potle, the Masuk Rebel Oraya. We have a suffix whether you have a chiv to give or not, so you're potle from giving the matonis. But that was Rav's taina, but you're chopping too much. But for you to keep it, that you have no right to keep it. The other one says, Yosef Rapopo, Hoppe was sitting down, Yosef Rapopo, the Komal Olai Shemait, you're saying over this halacha. Rashi derived that what the Mesakla, that Rav had a doubt, whether a Levi is considered an Am or not. So, Eisvei Rav Idi Barav Rapopo, the Idi Barav asked the question to Rapopo. It says, halacha, Abo Matonois, Abo the Rafua, Abo Matnas Aniyim Shebekerim. There are four types of matanas you have to give to an oni in the vineyard. Ha-peret v'oilis v'yashicha v'peya. Peret v'oilis are the types of grapes on the vine, on the cluster, when you start to pull them off and certain things are left over. It's a question whether a few grapes or bare stems. It's a shiloh what exactly what it is. The Mishnah explains it. But call upon this peret and oilis v'yashicha v'peya. Yeah. Shicha means after you're collecting the grapes, if you leave a bundle there, you have to leave it for the ani, and the apaya, you have to leave over one corner for the niyim. The shalosh shevetfuah, when you're taking off wheat like, you have three types of matnas kuna. You have haleket, you have shicha, the apaya. You have leket, when you're first cutting it down, if two pieces fall off, you have to leave it there. The shicha, after you make your bundles, and you leave over one or two bundles also, you have to leave it for kain, for the ani. And the apaya at the beginning, you have to leave over apaya. Now, shnayim shebilon, on a tree you have two. Hashicha v'apaya. From a tree, when you cut down the tree and things fall down. No, hashicha means you leave over the bundle, you forgot some bundles there, you have to leave it there. V'apaya, you have to leave over apaya from a tree. Now, kulamu, these matonis, ein behem tevis hano labailim. Means the owner has no tevis hano, he's not really an owner to say who to give it to. Like, therefore, it's not called yours at all. Any oni wants to come has right to take it. You're not a bailam oni. You have no tevis hano from it. We'll soon see what it means. Even another oni shabbisur could take it away from these people. Like, it's not theirs. These matonis are any oni could come and take it. Now, maiser oni hamischalik b'teich beisai. Let's say maiser oni. You have to take the tefuah home. A balabos took it home. And he took off, let's say, Truma Maiserishan. Now it's the third year and the sixth year, let's give off Maiseroni. So he took off Maiseroni, that now you give Abba Tech basis. Here the locher is Yeshta Tevisano. Here, since you took it home already, it's a little bit you're the owner to give it to which any oni you want. And therefore, if somebody says, I'll pay you money to give it to this oni, you have a right to take the money. That's called Yeshta Tevisano Labailim. But again, even another oni to come and take it away from you. Meaning to say that the owner has no right to keep his own matnas aniyim. Even though the owner is an oni himself, but his own matonis he can't keep for himself. That's a mitzvah, you always have to give it to another oni, you can't keep it yourself. Now, So Yishar Matnes Kuna, all other Matanes Kuna, that goes to the Kohen, not to the Yonik, going as Rov Lechayim Vachayvo, Ein Matsu Noisim Yod, we can't take it away. Loi Mikoyin Lekoyin, Loi Malevi to Levi. We don't take it away from one Kohen to another Kohen, or from one Levi to another Levi. The Matnes Kuna, they have a right to keep. A Kohen doesn't take away, keeps his own Matanes. It's not like Matnas Aniyim that the Oni himself has to give it away to another Oni. Rather, the Kohen can keep it for himself. And the same thing, we don't take away from one Levi to give it to another Levi. Here it's Mashma Levi is Potter from Matnas Kuna. Now explains the Brisa first. What are these four Matanas we have in the Kerem? Ha Perit, the Oilis, the Ashikha Vepeya. The Pasuk says, the Karma Cholois Oilo. But you can't clear off your Kerem, take off all the grapes. You have to leave some type you have to leave for the Neim. Or Perit Karma Cholois, like the same thing, don't collect the Perit, the leftover grapes. Then the Pasuk says, Kisiv Tzor Karma Cholois Oilo Lachrecho. Don't go back after that. What does that mean, don't go back a second time? Om Rablevi Achrecho Zushicho. Means you've left over a bundle there when you're first collecting it. You're not supposed to go back and take that bundle, but you have to leave it there for the Yoni. Peyo, Gomer Acherecha, Acherecha Mizayis. Learn out here, Kerem, from Mizayis, from the olives. The Chassidus says, Kisach Poitzasecho, Loisifor Acherecho. When you're cutting down your olives, don't take it or clean it off altogether. And with some of the Rabbi Shmuel, it means this, Shletito Tefat Vimenu, is don't take its tferos from it. Meaning you have to leave over Peyo. So kids, you learn out that there's Peyo by Kerem also. Now, Shloisha Shebetfua, there are three mitzvahs matnas kuna by tfua by wheat. What is that? That's haleket v'yashikha v'yapeya. You see the Pasuk says, v'kutzuchem v'ktziratzuchem lo'yisachala pasodcho v'kutzrecho v'leket k'tzircho. Then it says, kisiktzor k'tzircho v'sodcho v'shachach t'aym v'sodcho. These are the three things. You have leket, shikha, and peya. Leket, when you're collecting it off, what falls on the floor. And shichgen, if you made into bundles, you leave over a bundle there. And then you have pay it, leave over the klal, before you start cutting down, leave over one part of the field for the anim. Yeah. Now, shinayim shebilun, there are two in the trees. Hashichgo v'yapaya. The chesed says, kisach v'yitzesech v'yitzefor achrecha, don't take it off completely. But then the tone of the Rebbe Shmosh, for tito tefat v'menu, yeah. That don't take everything means leave over peya, leave over something for the niyim, and achrecha, that means zeshicha, means if you take in the bundles and you leave over a bundle there, you have to leave it. The chul and all these things that says before, ain't them tevas hanor lebailam. The bailam has no tevas hanor from these things. Ain't them tevas hanor lebailam. Mar says, my time, what's the reason? Like, how come the bailam doesn't have a right to give it to whichever oni he wants, but rather when an oni comes, he has a right to take it? Why not? How come you're not a Bailam on it? So Gemara says, Aziva Ksivu. It says Aziva means you have to leave it over. So it's not yours to give it to them, but rather they have a right, they come and take it. That's called Aziva, Aziva Ksivu. Rashi says, Kula Aziva Ksivu, Shesarach Laniach Shom Behefker. Feloshi Yachalkan, and you can't give it out. Hayah. Yes, that's why you have no Tevis Hanor. Now the Gemara says, V'afilu oni sheb Yisroel mitzi noisim miyadoi. It means to say, even though you're poor, but another person, another oni can take it away from you. The Chassidus says, V'leka ketzircha loy salakit lan wagir taza voisom. That means it teaches us, Lahazir oni al shaloi. That even though you're an oni, you're a poor man yourself, still your own, all these matonis, you can't keep for yourself. But you have to give it to another oni. Yeah. Hashem zomash meleis laket ani mazil yoni. That you have to give it to another oni. Now, umayser oni hamitzchalak b'tech beisoi. But a balabos took home his own peiris and he took off, taken off trumas and maisrus the maiser oni. So that yesh patoy v'sanol lebaylam. Then the owner has a right to give it to whichever oni he wants to. My time. What's the reason? Here, Nesina Ksibbe says Lashon of Nesina. Rashi, V'nesata l'levi l'ger l'yosem l'amono. So therefore, Nesina means you have to give it. So therefore, you have right to give it to whichever oni you want. So somebody pays you money to give it to his friend, the oni, you have right to keep the money. Now again, Gafilu Oni Shev Yisrael Metzino Yisim Yadoi, that even though you're an Oni, you can't keep it for yourself, you have to give it to another Oni. The Yoma Rebbe Loi, Goma Lager Lager Mihosim, learn out Lager Lager. Rashi says, Mibaleka Kitzich Leslakit Loni Blager. So learn out, Ma Lahalin Muzer Oni Yal Shalot, just like over there an Oni, as Muzer on his own, Avkani Rosso Muzer Oni Yal Shalot, an Oni is Muzer upon his own. Meaning to say that he can't keep it for himself, he has to give it to somebody else. But this price says, Vishar Matnas Kun, all other Matanas Kuno, Kagoin Azroya Vlachayim Vyakeva. These Matanas you give to the Kayin. Here it says, Ein Maitsiyan Oysan Loimi Kayin Lakayin, for Loimi Levi Malevi. That a Kayin does not have to give it to another Kayin, and not a Levi to another Levi. Mashmudo Homi Levi Lakayin Maitsiyan. But Mashmudo, from a Levi to a Kayin, we do take it out. Rashi says, "Homilevi l'kain matzian alma de Levi mikriyam." That a Levi is called an am, and therefore we make him give his matonas to a kain. If so, v'yamai matzian imisafkin l'rav yikriyam ilay. How come it says here, "Well, matzian, we take it out of the Levi to give it to a kain"? Of course, not like Rav. Rav has a doubt. Maybe he's called not called an am, so menasef you can't take it away from him. So, whereas am like yikriyam is vadi called an am. Moore says no. Kogoyin has the roya for loy zeroya. It means something like a matnas kuna, but not completely. Rashi says kloy marasha matnas kuna. It's going on other matnas kuna. She matan lekoyin v'zu kama de matzian. On that one, it says we take it away from a levy to give it to a kain. For loy zeroya atzma, but not the zeroya lechiyayim a kever. That not. Why? Because you have a suffix. Maybe it's not called an am. So, L'chura, even if he's not called an am, which ones do we for sure have to give, does the lady have to give to a kain? So, Moshe says, my niyu, my sarishin. My sarishin, that we take away from a lady and give it to a kain. What's the question? What's going on here? For the Gemara, my sarishin, the lady you anyway. My sarishin is when you take home your parish, you take off truma, and then you take off one tenth my sarishin. And what do we do with my sarishin? We give it to a lady. So, how could you say here the lady has to give it to a kain? Why? My Sarishan, the Levi himself keeps. So Mora says, yes, Kareb Elazar ben Azariah. Also called Kareb Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya will learn like this. Truma la Kain. Truma, everybody holds you have to give to the Kain. My Sarishan, the Levi. The Torah says, give my Sarishan to a Levi. But Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are words of Rabbi Akiva. Kareb Elazar ben Azariah, Oimer, no, Af la Kain. That my Sarishan, not only to a Levi, if you want, you could also give it to a Kain. Still the Gemara is, he only said also to a kain, but l'kain v'leilu levi miyomar. Like, did he say that you can't give it to a levi? And what we're saying now, it means even a levi has to give it to a kain. Who said that? Even according to Blaza, a levi could also keep it. So then for sure a levi would not have to give it to a kain. Samar says yes, in yes. It means labosa the kansinu Ezra. Ezra made a kanas. Ezra made a kanas, and since the levim did not come up by the bias of Shani, Teres Yisrael, so made a kanas upon them that Maisa Rishon goes to a Kain and no more to a Levi. So after that kanas, now it's no more to a Levi. So the Havamini was now that the Levi would have to give his Maisa Rishon to a Kain. So Gemara still asks a question on this. Gemara says, Eima de Kansenu Ezra de Lo Yavinelu. Ezra Lechura's Takana was that we do not give Maisa Rishon anymore to a Levi. But Mishka Minayu Miyomar. But did Rabbi Elazar and Azariah hold this, did Ezra make a kanas that we take away my sarishin from a Levi to give to a Kain, that we don't see so far. We only see that we don't give it to a Levi. But a Levi himself, Lekur, is still part of him giving my sarishin. So that's not Pshan the Brice over here, the Midashin, the Grand Hazaraya of Loy Zeraya. It's more so true. I'll tell you, Ella Rav is like this. Kagoyin Zeraya of Loy Zeraya. Oh my knee, what is this? Rashis Hagez means the mitzvah of Rashis Hagez, when you shear off the wool of your animals, even a Levi has to give it to a Kain. Rashis Hagez, the Hossam like Sivam, there doesn't say the word Am. The nominal, even though they're not the called an am, still the mechuyif. So if a voracious agay, that for sure even Levi would have to give to a kain. Toshima, come in here. Says, this is a general klal. that kol davar shul begedusha, anything that has kedusha on it. Rashi says, I mean, shasal is the zarim, the zar is also going through mukyayts, if anything has kedusha, the zar can't use it. Has kol davar shul begedusha, could go in truma, or truma smaisa vechalo, is moitzi noise miyadam. We take it out of the hands. The kol davar sheinu begedusha, we don't take it out of the hands. So we're talking about what? A levy. Rashi says, we take it out of the levy, give it to a kohen. But otherwise, we don't take it out. So the churutz mashma, they're not called an am. Because that's why it says yepeter over here. Rashi says, so why does Rav have a suffix? Here it's Mashmachura that they're not called Am. They're part of Emotino Yisim Yodam. So Rav says, not going to Zeroy Vloy Zeroy, Maninu, Meister Rishon Abosna Katsinu Ezra. Just means to say, Emotino means we don't make a Levi give Meister Rishon at all. So that's the Kiddush over here. That if there's a Menet HaKono, that we don't give Meister Rishon to a Levi, so the Brice is saying, even though we don't give it to him, but we don't take it away from him either. We just don't take away this from him. But could be other Matonis, maybe we do take away from a Levi to a Kohen, so it wouldn't be a clear proof to Rav. Toshima says, HaShoichet LeKohen, if somebody shechs for a Kohen, it's a Kohen's animal, or else Levi Kachov, you shech for a Goy. So put them in a matonis. Then you put them in giving matonis, a kohen and a goy is potter. Mashma l'leibu l'Yisrael chayav, yishech for a leibu for Yisrael, you have the chiyav to give matnas kuna. So mashma l'leibu, you have the chiyav to give. So Mura says, no. Lo yitein madonsi, ho l'leibu l'Yisrael. Chayav, don't make this diyik. Elayim is like this rather. Ho l'Yisrael chayav, if yishech for a Jew, then you have to give matnas kuna. Abel, Mura says, what do you want to say? Abel l'leibu, my potter, if yishech for a leibu, you want to say a potter. If so, listed should say Hashoich of Leib Levi Kachov and Potem in Amatonis. That is a big chiddush. Not only the shech for Goy, they should have said that the shech for Levi also Yepota. It's one question. Secondly, Yatanya we learned Hashoich of Lekoin Levi Kachov. So many shechs for Koin for Levi Kachovim, Potem in Amatonis, Yepota for Amatonis. The label Yisro Chayiv. So clearly, if you shecht an animal for a Levi, you have a chiyah to give matanis. You see, clearly a Levi is mechuyev in matanis kuna in the Zerelechah in the Keva. If so, to you to the Rav is a kash and Rav. So with Zomlech Rav, Rav will answer you in Echnami Tanoyi. Rav agrees to Akatha Machlokas Tanoyim, whether a Levi is mechuyev in matanis kuna or not. To Tanya, we learn like this. The Apostle says, V'chiperes mikdash ha-kodesh. These are the kabonis that are brought for Yom Kippur. There's mechaper v'chiper. Rashi says about avodas yom kippurim. So zeh lefnai lefnim. Any chet that somebody did betumo that happened to kohen gadol or lefnai lefnim, it's mechaper. The par v'sur yom kippurim is mechaper. Oyomoyed. When the pasuk says oyomoyed, zehechol. Any tumah that happened to you in the hechol, mizbeach k'mashmol. Any tumah happened to you while you were working with the mizbeach. Yichaper, Eilu Azoros, any tum happened to you when you were in the Azorah, in some of the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. Kanim Kamashmo, if a Kohen became Tommy, went into the Beis HaMikdash. Amakal, Eilu Yisrael, even if Yisrael was Tommy, went into the Beis HaMikdash, these Kaboros are Mechaper for you. Yichaper, Eilu HaLeviyim, Leviyim also have the Kaporo. Fatan Yidhur, another Braisa, Yichaper, Eilu Avodim, it goes on Avodim. So Shalom, what does the word Yichaper go on? Does it go to the Mab or Levi and have a kapor from his korban or avodim? So means they have a kanani. So my love isn't it? Broken of here's the machlokes. Broken miflagi. The masav yikram. Once there's the called an am. So pshit the Levi doesn't need a new pasuk. The Levi is bechal am Yisrael. Therefore, pasuk is teaching us avodim. O masav no lo yikriyam. No Levi is not called an am, and therefore needs his own pasuk. Rashi says the masav yikriyam. Vedi bechal am hakahal. Hilka v'chipi yisrael ravodim osi masol yikruyam oboi yikruo zetin samachlekes anoyim. So kitten samachlekes anoyim if a Levi is called an am or not, he will have a chiyah to give matnas kuna or not. It's not like Maria. If so, the Rav yisrael like haitana lema, the yisrael like haitana lema, like why didn't Rav say clearly which one he holds? Does he hold that he is called an am or is not called an am? So Maria says yes. Misafkele Rav himself had a suffix adapted to be paskin like. Ikaitani kaitana, Rav was misupik about it. And therefore Rav says, even though I have a suffix, I patter them that potter from giving matanis. Because here it's no isurim, it's only a modernistic shayla. And we always say the klal is, I might talk about levaraya. First says, Dorosh Mir, remember a drush like this, that Hilchos Segavos to the Rav, attack a paskin like Rav, that mashmet's a suffix, masafik that potter from matnas kuna. Rashi the Lord Shaklini Minayim, we don't make a levy give matnas kuna. We also pass like Rav Chisda that have Yamazik matnas kuna yochlan yepotim on the shalim. Yeah, we pass like these two halachas. Now the Gemara says Ula have yoyev matanta lekahanta. Ula, when he used to take his matnas kuna the zrev lechayim bekevam, he would give it to a bas kain, lavdavka to a kain, even to a bas kain. Rashi says I feel away even though she's married. Chivon, the Kedusha, has no Kedusha. They're not Asurim Mazarim. Ve'imatorim them, Wadom Truma. Yeah. It says, Rimishum Benosom Lakoin, Sava Filokanas Lamash, even to a Kanas also. Sula holds, you can give it even to a Bas Koin, even though she's married to Yisroel, still you could give her your Matnes Kuna to go to a Bas Koin. So this verse says, Eisvei Rav Lula. Rav is a question to Lula. It says, Minchas Kahanis, if a Kahanis, a Bas Koin, brings the Mincha, Nechelis, then the Shirayim could be eaten by the Kohanim. Minchas Kohen, when a Kohen brings a Mincha and a Nechelis, nobody could eat the Shirayim. Now the question is why? V'yamr, if you're going to tell me, Kohen, v'yafilu Kohanis, if so, the Pasuk says, v'chol Minchas Kohen kolotia, loy toichol. Anytime a Kohen brings a Mincha, now I'll eat from the Shirayim, you have to burn the whole thing. So how come it says here, if a Kohanis brings a Mincha, it could be eaten. Or when the Rebbe, Meturuch, like, please, like, that Aaron Obono Ksuv Mapasha. Over here by Mincha says clearly Aaron Obono. Here says clearly it only applies to a Zohar this halacha, not to an Akeva. Okay. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on. We'll do the next blot on the.